Inspired by the world of coffee and the Barista Championships in Vienna just this past weekend, what I thought I'd try this morning is to have Shirley weigh up some coffee beans without me knowing what they are. Then I smelled them. Then she ground them for me. Then we pushed it through the AeroPress. 24 grams of it, enough water for 2 cups of coffees, one for her, one for me. And it was my task to find out what coffee we're actually drinking this morning. Well, we had choices of four. We had the Ethiopian, we had the Mexican, we had the Yellow Bourbon from Brazil, and there's a little bit of Monmouth, the Kiandu, left as well, which for some reason I don't think she chose. But I don't really know which one she chose. All these other three are actually roasted by CGP. I've had them individually, and it's so much easier to know when you know what you're serving up, you know, what it tastes like. So now I'm not sure whether I actually paid enough attention every single time that I drank or that we drank one of those coffees to now be able to detect which one we've brewed this morning. And of course, I haven't added any milk to it yet. I've had it neat. I've had 3 sips. And when I smelled the beans before they were ground, I kind of thought it was the Mexican. Don't know why, that was my first inkling. Now, putting my nose to the actual brewed coffee, I'm wavering a little bit. It's not as easy, it's not so clean cut. It's a very smooth cup of coffee. It's not very bright. Again, I think the Sidamo might have been the brightest one. I'm tending to think and still sticking with the Mexican. I've had about 3 sips. I don't want to add any milk to it because the oat milk actually is quite sweet and it makes almost all the 3 coffees, I wouldn't say taste the same, but very mellow and sweet. It's difficult to detect the notes that are. And I mean, in a single origin, there aren't many notes. There should be just maybe 1 or 2 notes. And this one, the mouthfeel is very, very pleasant. And I'm going to have another sip. I don't have many seconds left, 44 seconds. I've got to make up my mind. It's very smooth, but there's a bit of bitterness at the very end. So I'm actually going to stick with the Mexican. But Shirley, who's put milk to it, and she's enjoying her coffee. Now, how far off am I, or am I right? What is it?
So what, is that your final answer?
Final answer. Can't even ask a friend.
Sorry. That was the Yellow Bourbon.
It was the Yellow Bourbon. Back to the drawing board. I wouldn't have won that championship. But it's fun to do, and I think I need to enhance my palate and learn more and more and more.